Hello and welcome to the Ukulele Go podcast. Featuring articles from the ukulelego.com website. Back in October 2017, I decided to play nothing but the blues. It didn't matter if there was something else that I desperately wanted to learn, it would have to wait. Why on earth did I do this? To be quite frank, I wasn't really improving as a player. My practice sessions had lost their way. I'd find myself half learning the intro to a song and moving on to something else that just tickled my fancy at the time. By focusing solely on the blues, I figured that I would have to see some improvement in my playing. I wouldn't say I was specifically looking to improve my playing in the blues, but as it has such a strong standing in modern music, it seemed like a pretty good place to start. So here's where I was at on day one. So this is before I've started, and this is from an Instagram clip that I posted. So just to gauge where I was at the start. There were a number of resources that I found really useful when it came to helping with my blues playing. And those resources really came in a number of forms, and that would be physical books, ebooks, YouTube channels, websites, and more. I looked everywhere for material to help me learn and become a better blues player. The two main resources that I found the most useful in my blues challenge were Al Wood's How to Play Blues Ukulele ebook and one of my favourite YouTube channels, and that is Manitoba Hal's YouTube channel. If you've spent any time on the ukulelego.com website at any point, you'll know that I've mentioned Al Wood's How to Play Blues Ukulele multiple times before. It's probably the most comprehensive resource out there for blues ukulele, certainly that I've found anyway. And it starts off really simple, but it takes you to a good level, covering everything from strumming to licks and riffs. Manitoba Hal's YouTube channel I haven't mentioned an awful lot before, and it's a bit of a shame because there's some really good blues lessons on it. Hal, I have actually seen him in person once, is a brilliant blues player. I could listen to his music all day long, and he's got some great tips and advice. He tends to move at a fairly quick pace, but with YouTube you've always got the ability to stop and go back and recap on anything else. Another resource that I used was a book by Lil Rev called Ukulele Licks. I didn't use it as much as anything else in it. Essentially, that just has loads and loads of blues riffs in pretty much all keys. And because this was primarily just a book with riffs in it, I probably didn't use this resource as much as some of the other ones. But it is worth a look if you're particularly interested in ukulele blues licks. So here's a short audio clip which I recorded on day 30, just to show you where I got to after my 30 days. Hopefully that will help to illustrate what I actually learned. I'm going to break that down a little bit now. Firstly, I became much better at the 12-bar blues. It was really about solidifying my knowledge of the 12-bar blues. It isn't particularly difficult to learn that, but I became far more used to it. I learned better intros and outros, and just general tips and tricks to make my blues playing better. More minor pentatonic positions. The next thing that I really leaned on was the minor pentatonic scale in multiple positions. I'd always been pretty comfortable playing the minor pentatonic scale, but only in a single position. Through spending a lot more time on soloing, I found myself jumping into different positions more frequently. And I found myself getting really quite comfortable with that. One other very specific thing that I developed was getting my E7 movable shape down. I never really smoothed out this chord, and I was a little bit slow to get it down, but because you tend to play a lot of 7 chords when you're playing blues, it really helped me to get that one nailed down and kind of in the locker. And perhaps the thing that I'm most pleased about learning is developing my ability to mix up little riffs alongside my rhythm playing. I really like it when blues players jump between little licks and chords and kind of mix up their playing like that. And I can do a little bit of that now, and I'm really pleased about that as well. There are other blues ukulele resources out there as well that I maybe didn't lean on quite so much, but maybe worth a look if you're particularly interested in playing blues ukulele. All of these are on my website at ukulelego.com, by the way. So if you are listening to the audio version of this, check this out and just search for blues on the site. Uke Like the Pros has a mini blues course which costs $20, and that features lots of videos. It's well worth a look if you particularly like learning by video lessons. There's a great website by a guy called Daddy Stovepipe, which has got some really great blues lessons on it as well. I found a good lesson on Ukulele Mag about blues finger picking, which is worth a look. And also, as ever, there's some pretty good stuff on Ukulele Underground's YouTube channel. Overall, I'm pretty happy with my experiment. It's an experiment that I call Nothing But, in that I play Nothing But. I'll definitely be running it again at some point. I found it a really, really useful way to develop my playing and actually see some noticeable progress. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll be back soon.